and I believe we have legal counsel is going to...
Who pulled them?
You want to do 907 first and call the item? And there are different attorneys for each item.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Sorry.
907, please.
907. Authorize the city attorney to appeal the final order in the matter of the City of Portland, Oregon, administrative hearing, case number 2017 ABC 00832, Building Codes Division, case number C 2015-0200, in regards to automatic sprinkler systems in nightclubs.
Very good.
And it's my understanding that Lightning and Mr. Walsh pulled the item.
Very good. Is there somebody from legal counsel?
Yes.
There is.
Yes,
name
there is.
Is here. Okay.
We also have our fire marshal, Nate Takara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Naomi Sheffield from the city attorney's office, and Ed Nate Takara, our fire marshal. I'm happy to answer any questions, or I can give a short rundown of what this is, whatever you'd like.
Or I can give a more colorful.
Yeah, Mr.
rundown.
Walsh, why don't you go ahead and give your testimony, and then that'll help the legal counsel and the fire marshal.
We would really like some of this stuff answered because reading this morning documentation very confusing, and it sounds like.
Excuse me, Mr. Walsh, could you come to the microphone so that the captioners can get what you're saying? Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Good morning. Again, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Lightning and Individuals for Justice had concerns about this because we were a little confused. It seems when you read the supporting documentation that you can get on the computer by clicking on the number. It sounds like the nightclubs are saying to you that they don't want automatic sprinkler systems in their establishments that would have a requirement of over 100 people. So to us, what they were saying to you was, we're not going to put sprinklers in, even though we have 100 people in the place. Even though in the last year or so, we've had nightclubs that have really wiped out a lot of people. Is our understanding correct? I mean, I know there's a lobby, and I know there's hearings, and I know there's an administrative decision that you want to appeal. Now, normally I'm on the wrong side of the city attorney. But when we read this, we just said, that doesn't make sense. Why would someone say to you, we're not going to do this and make the people feel safe when they come into our establishment? So we were a little confused. And we didn't want it on the consent agenda because if we're right, that's an outrage. You know, we should be outraged with these people that are influencing this kind of decision. And we should fully support you on this one, and we hope you win. We would really like to see you go in there and kick butt. Now, I don't know the position of Mr. Lightning. Often we have different positions. He pulled it, and I said I would speak on it. I don't know what to say in his position. I think he had the same problem, I hope, that it just didn't make sense. You know, so we support you if what I'm saying is accurate.
Oh. Maybe I'll
had to take.
Why don't I take a stab at giving my overview of what this is all about, and then the fire marshal and the attorney can fill in the blanks. When I became fire commissioner in 2013, my first action was to bring an ordinance to council to require existing nightclubs that didn't have sprinkler systems to install them if they have a certain occupancy. Very simple, intended to save lives, avoid tragedies that have happened in other cities, and we believe we have the full authority under our fire code to do this. Well, the state has kicked and screamed every bit of the way ever since we did that. They've taken us to court. They defied court rulings and have written new orders to get around this. They believe they have the authority, and only the state has the authority. And, you know, I'm sad to say that these are people who work for Governor Brown, and I've talked to Governor Brown about making this go away because I feel we are on the side of the angels here, trying to save lives, particularly of young people. And this has been fought now for, we're in our, what, sixth year of fighting. We've already done it. The nightclubs have already done the work because we required them to do the work, but they are still, they've got the ear of the state, and the ear of the state is still saying, fight, fight, fight. So this is where we are. We're in another appeal of another state decision saying we were wrong.
Well, we hope you keep fighting on this one.
Okay.
Because you're right. You're on the side of the angels.
We will.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. And did you pull 908 as well?
I didn't pull 908. It's a little confusing to us, but it sounds like we're also going to say that that we approve or we like this. We would like a little bit maybe explanation of what we think. And this seemed to be that you're going to file a brief in support.
Okay, why don't you just hang tight? I just didn't want you to have to go all the way back to your seat if you were also going to testify on that. Why don't we take up this item first? Please call the roll on 907. I'm sorry, 907 is a non-emergency ordinance, so it moves to second.
Oh, it's a resolution.
Oh, thank you for saving us. Thank goodness. Good. Please call the roll on the resolution 907.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your leadership on this and for continuing to press. And it's something that I think maybe we should take up with the League of Oregon Cities because it definitely is an infringement on home rule. Aye.
Wheeler?
This is a no-brainer of the things that come to the Portland City Council. Frequently, they're difficult, they're challenging, it's hard to see what the right... This is not one of those issues. This is a very clear issue, and all you need to do is Google ghost ship San Francisco and you see the consequences of not taking steps like this. And of course we should have the ability in the city of Portland to enforce codes around life safety matters. So I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Next item, 908, if you could.